Hi, and welcome to the latest and greatest of the Honest Modern Dating Podcast. Obviously, this is your favorite podcast, and it's almost like you're thankful that podcasts exist just because of this podcast. Now, this podcast is going to be about the quest or journey that most people go on when it comes to love. And the thing is, I fucking cringe at this topic. Because there's no fucking common journey. Most people think that there is. Most people think that there is a journey that everyone goes on. You know, meet a dog. You know, go through school. Maybe go to like college if you're in America, or university. And then later on, you know, maybe you meet someone, and then things go really well. Maybe you move in. Maybe you don't. Maybe after a while, you get a pet together. You get married. You know, you get another cat, another dog, you get some children, then you grow old together, right? That's the fucking social narrative. But the thing is, I titled this podcast The Quest That Most People Go On because there are certain things that I find that are common, but it's not the fucking common quest. It's not the common journey that people go on. Because that social narrative that we just mentioned, that narrative that most people go on, isn't adequate anymore. We've grown up, as a society, we've grown beyond. And it's about time we start to create our own, what I call, relationship styles. Because heaven forbid, like, you go through all of that, you get married, and then you get divorced, and then you're confused, and then you have to talk to me, because I'm the one who fucking mops up the mess afterwards. But what I find really interesting, and I joke about the whole mopping up the mess thing, because I don't see it as a mess. I see it as a great thing. There's people who've gone through the social narrative has realized that that narrative hasn't really worked for them. Now, I'm not saying it doesn't work for everyone, because there's a lot of people that it does work for, right? That's a social narrative. It's been there for a reason. But I want to invite you, and if you're fucking watching me and you're a fan of my, like, the stuff that I put out, there's obviously a reason. You know, you would have already been in the relationship that you wanted. You would have gotten what you wanted. You would have achieved what you already would have wanted to achieve. In fact, you might have already, but it wasn't enough. The amount of times when I talk to clients or when people apply for the free call, which you can apply now at loveonmyterms.com, the amount of times when I'm talking to people, right, and they say, I could have already, like, they say there's someone who's hell-bent on getting married, right, they're waging war against the universe, and marriage is the goal. And that's not the goal for everyone. This is why I'm inviting you to go on your own journey with your own relationship style. But the amount of people that are gunning for marriage, and then they say to me, I could have been married by now. Not because they regret not making a choice, but they could have been. They just decided not to because they were what? They were looking for something more. So I created this whole podcast, you know, the quest that most people go on. But fuck that. Fuck the quest that most people go on. Why do you want to do the same thing that everyone else does? Why do you want to be like everyone else? Sure, there are merits to it, you know, like, we all eat, we all sleep, we all poop, you know, there's some things, there are some nice commonalities that we all do together. But I want to invite you to fucking carve your own pocket of the universe out. I want to invite you to, like, to create what you want to create in your life. I have a firm belief we're all sort of like mini gods, you know, we're all creators in a sense. You know, your body is constantly creating cells and we're just unaware of it. You go to work, you know, you make money for someone else, or you make money for yourself. You know, you make friends, you work out, you make your body fitter. You meet someone and you make a relationship. You are, in a sense, a creator. So start fucking acting like it. And so I'm inviting this because I guess when I said that this is the quest that most people go on, right? This is the quest that most people go on. It's because it is a most people thing. Not everyone gets to the point where they realize that they wanted to create their own life. Because some people go along and they are completely happy with how things are. You know, they're completely happy with how they're raised. They're completely happy with, you know, their goals that they've always achieved. you know. Anyway, let's get into some real fucking, like, juice of this whole podcast. First of all, when we talk about relationship styles, right, we talk about specifically the relationship that is your style. Like, for example, you can buy a t-shirt. You can wear a t-shirt in any way that you want. So, a relationship style is, in effect, the way that you wear or do or participate in your relationships. Now, this is down to you. Now, you might say, look, and it's funny because you might say that you want what everyone else wants. You just want whatever is normal, right? What is normal? And what's normal? You know, the monogamous relationship. You want what your parents had, maybe. Some people might say yes, some people might say no. But even that isn't fucking specific enough. It's not. Because you already, it's like hypothetically, I don't know who you are. This is a fucking podcast, in case you haven't noticed, but that you might be in a position where your parents had a really good marriage or your parents had a really good relationship and you want something that is similar, you know? And if you're lucky to have that, then that's really good. But you still won't ever have the same goddamn relationship that your parents had. Because, you know, one, first of all, we got the fucking internet now. Second of all, you're not your fucking parents. Third of all, technology, people, we're constantly changing anyway. You're never going to have the same relationship that someone else has. And that is a fucking blessing. Because a relationship is a collaboration. It's a co-creation of the two people involved in the fucking, in the relationship. So as a result, what you have will always be unique. It'll always be unique down to you and down to the person that you're participating in it with. So as a result, what you want to do is define your relationship style. What exactly do you want? What do you want to feel? What things do you want to achieve? Let's get really specific. Because I'd invite you, if we were working on a coaching call together, I'd invite you to not only define your 10 out of 10 relationship, but in a fantasy fucking universe, define your 15 out of 10 relationship. Because most people are afraid to believe that it's possible. If you could have a 15 out of 10 relationship, what would that be? What would you feel? What would you do together? How would you meet? What would that person look like? What would you look like being with that person? Would it be one person? Would it be the person? The only limit you have to this is your fucking imagination. So that's why I'm inviting you now to realize that there is no quest. There is no common quest. There is just your quest. What you want to be on. What you think, what you feel, what your goals are. But anything outside of that is, in my mind, it's called a stripping away. Now, if there is a common narrative, it is this. You know, I needed to get all of that out of the way before I could actually reveal that if there is a common narrative, it would be this. Now, what most people do is they come to a relationship thinking that that's going to make them happy. You know, they got the job, they got the house, they got the this, they got the that. And it's like, oh, you know, we have like a common thing that we think that the things in our life make us happy. You know, if you've ever got a friend who goes, oh, you know, I went to yoga because yoga makes me feel good. I would suggest that maybe it's not the yoga that made you feel good. You wanted to feel good, or you felt good, or you knew that feeling good was your potential. And so through yoga, you invested and you practiced the consciousness of feeling good. Yoga, as the example, was instrumental. Instrumental meaning it was a part of the process of your happiness. It was a way for you to fucking connect the neurons in your mind so you can practice happiness, right? And what we find is that when people come to it in the first way, when they come to it a relationship thinking the relationship will make me happy, the yoga will make me healthy, the food will make me have energy, all that kind of mumbo jumbo stuff, that in a sense, you are almost treating it like it's a drug dealer. You know, and I say this time and time again to people. They say, but how do I make my partner make me happy? And it's like, You know, it's like you've got your drug dealer, right? He lives on the corner. Or she, you know, drug dealers. Or they could be whatever. In this world that we have now, that person who's your drug dealer lives on the corner. Now, you go over there time to time, and they give you that sweet, sweet drug called love. And then one day they run out. Or one day you get so sensitive to it, you get desensitized to it. Or one day they just don't want to give it to you anymore. Or one day they don't necessarily want to give it to you anymore. And so what do? We get angry. We get frustrated. We then Google things. How do I make my drug dealer give me more love? What message to send him? How long to wait before I text my drug dealer to give me love? It's the same. It's the same with, like, you can often replace things with a lot of stuff where it's like, replace what you talk about with, like, the word, like, cocaine or with, like, ecstasy or meth or something like that. And if it sounds like you're talking about drugs, like, if it could easily be translated, you're doing this first paradigm. The first paradigm is you think that the relationship will make you happy. It's like, it's not going to. It might temporarily until the person runs out of the love or whatever happens, but there is a much more profound and much more easier way, and the people that I work with, God fucking bless you guys. You guys are amazing. You guys are like the juice that like gets my blood fucking out of the bed in the morning. That it's like when we flip it, we flip the script, we get to the point that the relationship won't make you happy. That you make you happy. That you are responsible for your happiness. That you are in control of how you feel. And then maybe when you understand that the relationship you have, as you are a creator, you create things, that the relationship you have will be a reflection of that. It will always be a reflection of that. Because time and fucking time again, I have to yell this at you over and over and over again. It's like, have you ever seen someone? And I've said this before. Have you ever seen someone or have you ever met someone that they'll break up with someone only to date someone who is the same person? You know, they broke up with someone that has the same problems. They meet someone and all of a sudden it's like, that person doesn't text me back. It's like, wow, we've been here before, haven't we? It's because it's always a reflection of who you are, where you're at. So we might as well just make it easier. And realize that if we feel happiness first, if we feel love first, if you want more money, feel rich first. Unconditional of what's actually happening. If, you know, people come up to you and they say, you look so happy. You go, yeah. And they're like, what's your secret? I'm just happy. I don't need a reason. I don't need a condition. Then your family might say, but you know, because some people, not everyone has this. Some people have like a family that has a lot of pressure, you know, puts a lot of pressure on them. And they say, when are you going to get married? When are you going to do this? When are you going to do that? I joke because that's what my family sounds like. You know, heaven forbid you're part of my family and you're not married. But when you come to this point, you'll just say, it's coming. Don't worry about it. Because you have such fucking faith in it that you'll be happy along the joy. You'll be happy along the process. You'll be happy along the path. So there's a thing that ages ago, I went through a period of time where I was really into Eckhart Tolle, you know, with Power of Now and Silence, Stillness Speaks and all that kind of stuff. And if you've ever heard anything about Eckhart Tolle, he in his like hero's journey story, he talks about the dark night of the soul. You know, it's a point in time where someone reaches a point where they've suffered so much that no more suffering can happen. And then they suffer a little bit more than that. And it's in that point in time that they realize that actually it's not like they can just calm the fuck down, something like that. Basically, that's what I find people go through. From people, unless they encounter someone like myself or they encounter someone who has this paradigm, or they are ready for this new paradigm. Basically, what will happen is, from paradigm one being happiness comes from external, to paradigm two being happiness comes from me, what will happen is this person will go through a phase where they keep trying to seek the relationship from someone else. And I see this in people because these people come to me and they, no matter what I say to them, they're just not ready to hear it. You know, I'll say to them, and once they're ready, it's like every lesson will fucking hit them like a train in the face. But until that happens, no matter what I say, no matter what I do, whatever direction I push them in, will not, they, it's like their journey, they need to get themselves to a point where they reach the dark night of the soul. Now, it's not always necessary, but some people go through it, where they're thinking in bed and they just go, I've had enough. I've had enough of this pain. I've had enough of how it goes. I've had enough of, like, just doing whatever fucking people tell me to do. Why don't I just do it my way? And when you do it your way, when you do it, when you decide to do it your way, that's where you decide that you can be happy yourself, that you can be happy unconditional. You can feel love unconditionally outside of what's going on. And when that happens, everything fucking flows to you. Fucking flows. You know, I've had like several of these dark night of the soul moments in my life. And I really don't, like, you go through them to realize that you don't fucking need to go through them. They're very helpful, but you don't need that. You know, one of the best things you can do is to just talk to someone who's been through it. You know, consciousness is like a currency. Now, this is a concept that I really want people to understand. And when you understand, you kind of understand how content works. You kind of understand how dating works at a fucking real fundamental level. But if consciousness is like a currency and you invest your consciousness in things, the amount of consciousness that you put in something is often actually how captivating it is. You know, that's like why you see like, ooh, Mr. Celebrity person with sexy hot body, whatever. And it's like, you know, sometimes, like you see someone who works out a lot and you look at their body and you're like, yeah, that looks good. And I would devise that it's not their body that looks good. It's them investing their good feelings about their own body back in themselves. And you as a receiver, you're like almost like watching television. You receive, like the same way you would read a book. You know, you read a story, you take it on a journey. You are transported to receive their journey and appreciate it in the same way that they did. Maybe like you get a snapshot of it. You know, it's almost like it screams out to you. It's the same way you look at an artwork and you see an artwork that truly fucking captivates you. And it's in that moment that you are transported to perceive and receive the same consciousness of the artist portraying that. So that's why I've often said, if you want to be attractive, feel like you're attractive more. Because at the very least, one, you'll feel good now, but two, every moment that you feel attractive, you invest consciousness in your own self, increasing your attractive bank account, you know, and eventually you start, it starts to manifest in interesting behaviors. You gain momentum, you know, you gain momentum, like you look in the mirror and you're like, I'm attractive. I should, you know, do my hair a little bit differently. It crystallizes. You know, people call it manifestations. I like to call it as like crystallization as well. It's like, it, you know, you fill up your cup so much that it just pours out and it manifests, crystallizes in a whole new form, in an idea, in inspiration, not motivation, inspiration. It brings it out of you as a reflection of what you're feeling. You know, if you feel good, if you feel, this is why I'm like, feel love first, because when you feel love first, you'll be attracted to things, people that are in alignment with that. Because when you're feeling anger first, you'll meet other people who are angry. You'll find other people to be angry about. You'll feel frustrated. You'll meet someone else who's just as frustrated. You'll have a frustrated relationship. Maybe you won't even go on a date. Maybe you will, and it'll just be fucking pain in the ass. So I titled this podcast, The Quest That People Go On. And pretty much in the first few seconds, I said, I can't do a podcast about the common quest that people go on, because there's no common quest. There is no common paradigm. But if there is, the paradigm is, it's what you make of it. You know, we have this one life. We're here. You know, most people judge themselves based on the common paradigm of what they perceive the common paradigm to be. Because there is no common paradigm. It's only what we perceive. So if it's what you perceive it to be, then we have this arbitrary judgment system going on. You know, get out of bed late. I'm a bad person. Oh, I ate that cake. I'm a bad person. You decide. You've always had the decision choice. Always. So that was this podcast. Thank you so much for listening to this. If you did enjoy this and you're on iTunes or something, I don't know, leave a review, leave a like or whatever like form of love that you can give through whatever platform you're viewing it through, do that. I want to see it. I only get the fucking tip of the iceberg. Like, I work with, you know, I work with some pretty amazing people and like some play in countries that I'm always surprised to work with. Sometimes it's like someone's like comes out of nowhere. I'm like, I'm from this particular country. Let's work together. I'm like, what? Really? Are you sure about that? But so I get to work with some amazing people around the world and it's really fucking fun. But to me, that's only the tip of the iceberg because I realized the other day that there are a number of you guys that are like silent watchers. You watch like every video, every post, every podcast, every thing that I put out there. And that's great. It's cool. I just want to know who you are. And if you're a silent watcher or if you're a semi-silent watcher, email me now, harvey@gethimhooked.com, and say, I am a silent watcher, and I'll just give you a digital salute. Or I'll come up with whatever feels right at the time. I'll reply. And yeah, so if you've liked it, do whatever. If you think someone would enjoy this, send it to them. You know, don't shove it down their throat. But if someone's ready to have it shoved down their throat, do it. You know, we're in a consent society after all. And if you want to work with me one-on-one, go to www.loveonmyterms.com. If you want to be one of those amazing people that I work with, part of my tribe, you guys are my people. Go there, go to www.loveonmyterms.com, and if you want a sample of what I do, go to www.7dayselflovecourse.com. That's my 7-day at-home meditation course, which is all about accepting the emotions that you're in and a part of. And I've also got some other online courses, like there's the Epic Relationships course, which I'm about to re-release soon. I've got some other ones in the works. I have a whole online university that you people just don't know about. And so thank you so much, and we will talk next week where we will have more of the Honest Modern Dating Podcast with me, your boy, Harvey Hook. Bye-bye.